Joining us now with her weekly look at New Jersey blogs and community news is Mary Mann. She's with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, David.
So, consolidation. When New Jersey politicians want to talk about ways the state can save money, one of the first words to come up is consolidation. The state has lots of towns with their own governments, their own police forces, their own police chiefs, tax departments. The idea is if there was more consolidation among these towns, we'd be able to reduce property taxes in the state. And many say it's a great idea. The news service Planet Princeton says, hold on, though. At least as stated by Governor Christie in his State of the State speech this week, the benefits of consolidation in Princeton Township and Princeton Borough have been overstated.
Yes. Crystal Knapp from Planet Princeton has a great story up, and she's not saying for or against consolidation. It's just let's get the numbers right. They don't need to be exaggerated. Christie put out the number of $3 million per annum being saved in Princeton, and the case is really $700,000 this year. And the confusion there comes from both the former borough and township counting the revenues and expenses twice in when you add up to get that $3 million number.
But they were each counting the same budget item in both towns?
Well, I think the proponents of consolidation looked at savings and they've kind of doubled the number there. So the actual number when you get the consolidated budget together is $700,000, which is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, I've sat through municipal budget hearings, and they are going through the couch cushions in the towns across New Jersey right now to find money. $700,000 gets you several police officers. It's $119 savings for the median homeowner in Princeton now. And in the comments on Planet Princeton, some folks are saying, hey, $119 a year is nothing to sneeze at. Most towns are really struggling to keep to the 2% cap for raising taxes each year.
But still, $700,000 is not $3 million. If you'd like to get into
not.
All the specifics of how that breaks down and why there's that discrepancy, again, you can go to the website Planet Princeton. But politicians on both sides of the aisle like to point to Princeton when talking up the benefits of sharing services and consolidation. Here's State Senate President Steve Sweeney speaking yesterday on WNYC's Brian Lehr Show.
Consolidation will reduce, what it really reduces is on the top. You don't have the redundancies in administration. And that's where the big salaries are, Brian. I've done more shared services than anyone in the state when I ran the county of Gloucester. And I'm proud of what we were able to accomplish. And in my little county, we're saving $30 million annually on shared services. There is real money in sharing of programs and services. You know, consolidation, I got to tell you, is something that I'm a realist. I want to be able to know what I can accomplish. I know I can get shared services. You know, Princeton Borough is exactly what should be done. They did it. It took many years. It was courageous when there was elected officials. And there was an article where it says services are up and costs are down.
So there's Senate President Sweeney talking about Princeton as well, but also making a distinction between shared services and consolidation.
Yes, and Sweeney's right. Consolidation, we've got 565 municipalities. It was 566 before Princeton consolidated. That's one consolidation story thus far in the last few years, and as he said, it took years. Meanwhile, if you took a look at every municipality in New Jersey, just about all of them are sharing services from shared courts, looking at fire department consolidation, public works, auto maintenance. There's tons of services that are getting shared across municipalities. It's much easier. You don't have to look at debt service of towns and combining budgets, which is a much more onerous process.
For more information, go to Planet Princeton once again. Mary, thanks for speaking with us today. Mary Mann is with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. This is New Jersey Public Radio.